back. Right. So we're not going to do the Chazorah after. Last time we learned, I thought, well, we learned quite a few things actually. Then. Well, the last time we did the Shabbos was about the halachas of glasses, the things that, what do you call it, the carver chair where you lean your hand on broke off. Is the chair moksa? That's a long time ago. Let's start from here. We're going to start a new topic today. We've done this in the past actually, but it's always good for a revision. Chazorah is always good. So the shaila was about having chant on Friday night. Now, I also can't understand, it's not my cup of tea, that's the truth, but some people, it's Thursday night, also people have it, but it's also not my cup of tea, but people have it. I asked, there was an interesting story that happened many years ago. One was a lady served some chant to her children on Friday night. Very interesting question actually, she took off the pot, she did everything she was supposed to do, held the pot, she scooped out some chant, and she put down a few dishes, shalom for the children. And then she went to put the pot back. I understand. Anyway, the children started eating shalom and said, Mummy, I don't know what we're going to do, but this child's not cooked. The beans are raw. Now that's a serious problem. If it's true, that could be a serious problem. The question is, what's called cooked by shalom? I'm not to see about this actually. In today's world, people are eating all sorts of foods which are not being cooked. Unfortunately, I also thought many years ago, this question about people that have steak, meat, which has been put on mamish. It's put on there for, I mean, someone told me you could go there and put it on for less than a minute. It goes in like a frying pan for less than a minute. What is that?
Raw.
It can't be mamish raw, I can't believe it.
Sushi is raw.
What?
Sushi is raw.
I don't know. Chazal say you can't eat, people don't eat things that's a macham
entzoy. Beans
are hot. I'm talking about in meat, the boshel, yeah? Someone puts these steaks, what they call this rare steak, whatever it's called, you put it in, I've never been zuchet to have one of these steaks. But it seems like you put it in the grill for mamish a very, very short time.
Who said it has to be food by Chazal standards?
But if a lot of people are eating it, it sounds funny.
I don't know.
I'll say that my whole thing of the story is that most people wouldn't eat it. But what's called sorka is people would eat it at that stage. If now, what happens now, by this steak, this rare steak, many, many people eat it. Yeah. What happens?
Say, the world's
going to see
people.
Say, could be. I understand what he's saying. I don't know. I wonder. Could be. All right, so what's the shaila? The shaila is, it's Friday night. Not in my house, this happens. Or champagne, in some houses. So Friday night, you want to have some cholent. You've got a big, nice big tub of cholent, very hungry. You just finished the Friday night, I mean, I don't know what's happening, you're still hungry. And then I see you want to have some cholent. So how do you go about it? Let's just go from the beginning, start slowly as we build up. Number one is, we've said this many times before, as a general rule, it's kedai to have all your food fully cooked before Shabbos comes in. You save yourself many, many problems this way by doing that. What's the advantage of a food that's fully cooked? Often, let's say this chollop pot, let's say it's a chollop pot over here. So Friday night, if it's not fully cooked, I decide I want to see what's going on, how it looks like inside. Mm. Smells good. Simple one's on here. So I decide to have a look on Friday night. Could do with more baking, could do some more. Put the lid back on again. Could be I've done this in my toe just now. Possibly. The big shaila, I mean, if the food here is less than macho ben jusoi, that means the food is less than half cooked or third cooked, and I put the lid back on again, that's an istamina Torah bishul, believe it or not. Because, what's pshat? Why is that bishul? Because if I leave the lid off, this food will take another 7 hours to cook. Now that I put the lid on, I've trapped the heat in, it'll do it in four. I have speeded up the cooking process. That is a malacha bishul. Bishul doesn't only mean to cook from nothing, but to speed up a process is also problematic. So one has to be very careful. If the food's not fully cooked, one can't interfere with the food. Now, who are then, if you've got a pot on the flame, and it's half on, half off, I lift the lid up, and I see, oh, it's not fully cooked. You know what, let's move this a bit further onto the flame. I've got a blech on, I've got everything on, no problem. I've got a blech on, even so it's a problem. Because I've now speeded up the cooking process. Beforehand, it was half on the fire, half off the fire. It would take 7 hours to cook. Now that I've moved it fully on the fire, it does it in 4 hours. I've speeded up the process.
Is it getting more off
What? What?
Taking off
is no problem. There's no opposite of bishul. Taking is a good question, actually. Let's say my shot is very hot and I move it off a bit, the chol is no problem. Taking, reducing the heat is the opposite of bishul. So that's taka no problem, taka. That's taka right, yeah, that's taka no problem. What?
It's fully cooked, then you can move it back.
Yeah, with certain conditions, yeah, but it's much better when it's fully cooked. It's, mind, you've never got nisa deraisa. Once the food is fully cooked, you've got rid of all the nisa deraisas. You can't be over any nisa matzo anymore. What?
Yeah.
So it's much better when the food is fully cooked. That's number one. Nicer, well, it has to be realistic though. It's not always possible. Sometimes the person realizes on Erev Shabbos he's forgot to put the cholent on, things run behind schedule. So, realistically speaking, it can happen it's not fully cooked. If it's not fully cooked, one should not interfere with it at all. Then you've got another problem. If the food's not fully cooked, then you've got a problem of shahiyah, that you mustn't leave uncooked food cooking on Shabbos, because Chazal was scared that you might interfere with it on Shabbos. So, the chatchila, we paskin, that food must be fully cooked before Shabbos, otherwise you're going to have to put a blech on. That's what we pass on the hatchila. But the evet, if the food is a half or a third cooked, then you do not need a blech. So if you're stuck on holiday, for example, you've got no way to make a blech, and you've got no blech available, and the food is a half or a third cooked with the evet, then we allow you to leave it on without a blech. Yeah? Now I must tell you, up to now, before I was preparing this year today, I always took on a blech has to go round the element. Now, when we learned this in Hilchos Bishul quite a while ago, I remember the electrician showed me inside the cropper when you take it out. Anyone know where the element is?
Mm-hmm.
What?
The
element's at the side. Actually, the element is mamish at the bottom. It's round just above the base, about a centimetre above. There's an element that goes all the way around. So up to now, I always had a foil like this going round the base. That was my blech. When I was preparing this shiur today, I see Rav Falk, he writes that the foils cover the whole inside of the crock pot.
Inside?
The base?
That's it.
The base was alright. The base was alright. I put my like this, but now, since before I came to shiur, I redid my blech and I put a foil all the way around here. Don't know why, I'm not sure why you need that. I don't know why you need it above the element. I'm not sure why, but he writes quite clearly that it needs to be on the whole inside.
What do you put the
end on the bottom? I've got a bottom. I've got lids on the bottom.
What? What do you do for the bottom?
I don't do anything.
Nothing.
I've got something here, but that's for another reason. I've got a foil contain, which we'll see another reason. I've got this on to raise it. It's not mum, it's touching the bottom.
Just to raise it, not to raise it.
Yeah. So it's interesting. Since today, so just now, as I was preparing the shear, I redid my blech.
See, so you're doing it.
See? Interesting. I don't know. When we learned it, we thought the chiddush was that it has to go round the element. It has to go round where the element is. And the element's mamish at the bottom. But Lemaisi, he writes down, I've got to bring the sefer with me, but he writes down there that it has to be on the inside. It has to be quite not just a thin layer, it has to be a bit of a layer there, which actually blocks.
Have settings as well,
this crock pot's got settings. It's very rare to get a crock pot without settings. What? That's got settings.
You have to cover the settings.
No. That's the same as your cooker. The cooker, which has got a gas knob, and you can turn the knobs up, Me'ike Hadin does not need to be covered. The only thing that has to be covered is the flame. The Maisa Salah Machmir to cover the knob as well.
How do you make the flare higher and lower? Only through the knob.
My dear, let me answer the question.
Ideally, what we have, the knobs covered.
It's a very good idea. But I must tell you, in the times Chazal, did you cover the poker?
No.
The poker is the equivalent of the knob. The poker is the thing that makes the fire go up and down.
Right.
And that Chazal never mechayev you. Maybe, some possibly say it nowadays, it's so easy to move it like this, the knob, maybe you're mechayev as well as that. But the Ikar Takon of Chazal was on the flame itself to cover. That means the coals itself had a layer of ashes put on. That was what the Chazal were mistaken. So the Chayev, our community is over that element. Why Rav Falk, because like Rocha says, I don't know, but he writes that, so I changed it. What?
Start from the beginning.
Like, we are at the beginning. We start from the beginning, my friend.
Why do I need a silver foil around the inside of that?
You know, okay, so what is the reason why you need to cover the open element or the fire is because Chazal will worry that you might interfere with the fire. If a person, let's say time to Chazal, a person put ashes on the fire, he's made the power much diminished. So that shows us he's not interested in making it hot. He's done the opposite of showing us that he wants to get it hot. When a person puts a cover around the element, he's shown us that he doesn't want the heat so much, because he's diminishing the heat. So the blech shows us that he's doing this. Now I must say, our blechs are very, very insignificant in this way, right? Because they give still the metal, that goes right through the yarn, proper metal blech still goes right through. So the Chavnish didn't like our blechs. He held you had to have a proper hefzer. But the mice of the world takes on that a blech, which shows us that you made a little bit of a hecker, that you don't want it so hot, is already enough to be considered as a blech, and that is okay in the food, it's not fully cooked. That is mitzvah shehiyah, the food is not fully cooked. Then that is the halacha of this, number one. Then there's another halacha. So that's mitzad leaving it on the flame before Shabbos. Yeah? It's not fully cooked. Now, strictly speaking, if you haven't got a blech on, you've got a serious problem, actually. The food is less than half cooked, or third cooked, and you haven't got a blech on it, you're also to leave it on. You mustn't leave it on. So a person really has 10 before Shabbos, Gewalt, I forgot to put, I've got my challenge, it's not been cooked yet, let's put it on in the slow cooker. But he says, I've got no blech to put on, it's got a serious problem, you can't leave it on.
Even though it won't interfere with it, it's
raw. Raw means, it won't, by the time Shabbos comes in, it's already started cooking. That's true, but by the time Shabbos comes in, it's already started cooking. By the time, you could have it Friday night. So that's the problem. I must say that Mr. Gruitt does say, the Allah brings down, b'di'eved, you shouldn't do this. B'di'eved, if a person has a food which is designated just for the daytime, if he doesn't intend to eat it at night time, then b'di'eved, if one did not put a blech on, b'di'eved, the derech arai, if it happens, the food's not awesome. Right? But that only happens if a person is not interested in, what do you call it, in having it on Friday night. He doesn't only have it on Friday night. Yeah, so you have to know. Right, Abkhan Shehiyah. Then there's another halacha, which is more relevant to us, which is really relevant to us now, and that is the halacha of Chazorah. Now, I'm not going to all the ins and outs, it's too common, but basically speaking, Chazal made a rule. Let's say I've got this pot of chont on the fire. And I know that I want to serve, let's talk about chicken soup, it's easier, Friday night. I know on Friday night I want to serve my chicken soup. It's a big pot, not as small as this one, it's a big pot. I know I'm going to serve it on Friday night, but the thing is, that the kids, that everyone likes in the house chicken soup, it's very, very popular chicken soup, especially my wife, it's very, very good. And I know there's a good chance people want a second helping. The thing is, if I leave it off the table, it's going to cool down, it's not so good, it's not going to schmuck. So I want to be able to put it back on the cooker on Friday night. So I want to take it off and put it back on, serve it, and put it back on Friday night. Now it's the same shayla without shalom. Is that the same shayla you want to serve? Yeah, the same shayla now, same shayla. Let's talk about chicken soup first, easier. What? So a person wants to serve chicken soup and then put it back on again. So Chazal said there's five things that you need in order to make it mutter. Very briefly, the five things are, number one is there must be a blech on the cooker. We're worried if someone sees you putting it back, it looks like you're doing an act of cooking. So rule number one is you must have a blech on your cooker. So I've got my cooker, flame, I've got a blech on my flame. So then, that's condition number one. Condition number two is the food obviously must be fully cooked. Because obviously if I take the food off, serve it, and it's not fully cooked, I'll put it back on again, I'm doing bishul. So it's posh, it's out of base. The food must be fully cooked. Number three is the food must be still warm. Once it's cooled down, Chazal or it looks like cooking a cold food. So condition number three is the food must be warm enough because I'll serve it. Number four is that Chazal said, when you take it off, we want people to see and you to know that you want to return it back. Therefore, you have to hold it the whole time. There must be a time where you put it down. That means if I take the chicken soup like this, I put it down, serve it, I've now got a problem. What I have to do is, I don't have to hold it in a way that if I let go it fall. Some people say this, but the mindset, most people say you don't need this. I can hold it on the worktop with my hand like this, take a ladle, serve. As long as my hand is holding the pot, that shows I'm not finished with this pot. And I want to return this pot back to where it was. That's condition number four. As long as I do that, that's condition number four, that's also okay. And condition number five is that I don't, when I take it off, I don't intend to take it off and leave it off. That means if I take the soup off, I'm holding my hand, and I say, you know what, I've got a table, I'm not putting it back on again. We're not having any seconds. I'm not reheating it. I hold it. No, I'm taking it to the table. I'm taking it to the table. And then, before I get to the table, one of the people say to me, you know what, it's a good chance I want some more. Do you want to put it back? Now, in that case there, I've changed my mind. When I took it off, I intended not to put it back on again. I'm still holding it. But the mice, I intend not to put it back on again. And now, before I put it down, I'm still holding it. Before I put it down, someone tells me he wants to have a second helping. That is lechora not condition number 5, and it's not ideal. So, just wait, this is only complicated, it's not complicated in this part.
That does, the person takes off of the valuable stuff of the house.
The person's holding, I think. That's a good question, actually, what he's asking time. First of all, welcome back. Nice to see you back. From this year. He's asked a good question actually. Who's it depend on? Now, this is a big question over here that I don't know if you've ever done this. It's a good trick to do for a new chosan kala. It's a good trick to do. If the kala ever asks the chosan to go and bring something from the kitchen, let's say some soup, if he goes and gets the wrong pot and he brings it down, she won't ask him again to do it. That's one thing. But the question is now, can you put it back? So some say that it's totally his dadlock. But he made a mistake. He didn't know what he was doing. I mean, unless he did it on purpose. But if you got the wrong pot by mistake, some people say that's not okay, sorry.
No, the person takes off with the kavanah not to put it back.
Yeah, it depends on him, pastors. Okay. Doesn't depend on the person sitting at the table. It's a good question, but it doesn't depend on the person sitting at the table. It depends on the person who takes off. Now, just by the way, conditional 4 and 5, which is you have to hold it the whole time, and the 5th one that you have to have in mind not to put it down, those are not so such a tzorich, but there's a big tzorich. One, if one's missing one of those conditions, one can be makel. And if your mum is missing both those conditions, and it's a very, very big tzorich, one should ask the shayla's rov. Okay, but that is the basic thing. Now, another thing which also might happen is I said to you, if you want to put it back, you have to have a blech down, yeah? Now, the thing is, it could be, I take my chicken soup off the flame. There was no blech there. Why was there no blech on the rabbi's side?
You were intending to put it back.
And it was fully cooked. So I don't need a blech. And then someone says to me, I'd like some hot soup next time round. Can I put a blech down on Shabbos, on my cooker?
Yes.
Can I put my blech down on Shabbos again on the cooker?
Why not?
Why not?
What are you doing?
Why not?
What are you doing?
Can you think of a problem that could arise?
Dimming the flame,
the flame is less heat. That's a good point. That's not a chashash, actually. It's a very interesting chashash. What? Oh, very good. You've heard the shit before, I think. Very good, quite right. The problem you have to be careful about is that you mustn't make metal get red hot. That's an isol mavir.
Metal doesn't get red hot.
It depends what you've got. If it doesn't get red hot, there's no shiloh. Then it's like, all right, if it does not get red hot, then what's wrong, honey?
On flame, what else?
No, it's very thick in the metal. It gets hot, but it doesn't get red.
It's a bit red.
I've done a change, but the whole thing lights up as red. If a bit of it gets red, you've done a habara. I mean, I don't have a blech. You have to ask him who's got a blech. Does it get red? Who's got a blech? It doesn't get red?
No.
No, it's very low. The flame might be very low. You have to know what you're talking about, but you must realize. Yeah, that's the thing. The flame is very low. I've got a blech and more
time.
What? Yeah, to try out one day. Let's try out. I haven't got a blech. Let's try out. But you have to try it. It's very interesting. What? Okay, absolutely. You can't run before you walk. What should we do? So. The mice, what happens is, so you've got a problem, it's get rid of. But other than that, it's no problem. Yeah, so again, you need 5 conditions. Once you've got those 5 conditions, you've got no problem. Now, coming to our case of the cholent, which we just started, hopefully. Case of the cholent, so I thought my wife gave me a bag there. I must say, a lot of people have in their cholent pots. So, 1 minute, so in this cholent pot here, before, one other thing I didn't realise either, it's a good thing to know. So, Rocky, right, ancient, he says, on this crock pot, don't put on a very high setting. Why not?
Burn it.
Very good, that's what he says, because I burn a trot. Very good. And then he says, another interesting, don't put on auto. Now this I didn't have actually. Why can't I have auto there actually? Auto, it's auto. What's wrong with auto? What? Yeah, very interesting thing. Where if I've got my trolley in here on auto, so it's on a thermostat, yeah? I lift up this pot to serve it, all of a sudden a whole load of cold air goes in here. The thermostat reacts to this cold air going in, and now what's going to happen is, he says, the second element lights up. So auto is very interesting. I don't really know this actually. So auto is type of problematic. Even though he says that the auto takes 4 minutes to come on, takes 4 minutes for the auto to come on. It's a grommer, but the hachilin, there are more paskins that a grommer is awesome, therefore one shouldn't do it. Bon appetit, Rabbi, everyone.
I found another condition.
Oh, yeah.
Six conditions. That's a